See if downstairs, Daddy, and I'll be waiting, try to see if we can guess which one's the first one. What's the first one? Can anyone tell me? The donkey, the donkey. Who's got a donkey? Indy's got a donkey. So, Indy, you come up this end. Okay. That looks to me, can we talk about what it is? Yeah, okay. So, hold it up nice and high so everybody can see this side over here as well. Okay. It looks to me like Palm Sunday, doesn't it? Because you've got palm leaves and a donkey. So that's how you can tell. Okay, that's good. Don't let your arms get too tired. What comes after Palm Sunday? What's the next picture? The Passover. Who's got a picture of the Passover? I think you do, but there's something else that happened. This is the Last Supper. That's really good. What? The washing of the feet comes first. So you go up and stand there, everybody else move along. I'm not too ready, you stay there. You stay here, the very end. No, in the end. In the end. You stay up here, this is your spot. You go there. Wow. Okay, so now we've got Palm Sunday, we've got Jesus washing the disciples' feet. That's a really cool picture. I like that one. And then there's this one. Hold up really nice. Everybody can see. Oh, Jesus sharing the bread and wine with his friends at the Last Supper. Great. So we've got three chapters right. Ooh, this is tough. What happened next? Crucifixion. We don't have that picture. All right. Okay. Don't imagine that. It's a big cross at the back. Oh, it's up there. Oh. Okay. So leave a little space so everybody can see the picture up there. Great. Now, the next picture. What happened next? Quick in there. Great. Now, the next picture. What happened next? I think it might have been Jesus started meeting people on the road. Is that right? Flick in here. What's this one that Catherine's got? Shuffle up a bit, Tony. Yeah. That might be Thomas opening Jesus in the side, going, oh, my Lord and my God, I think you're in exactly the right spot. Okay, then what happened next? The barbecue happening here. Looks pretty good, doesn't it? Oh, who likes fishing? Who likes eating barbecue fish? Oh, okay, I think you can hop in there. Okay, now Jason's got one here of Jesus shining and on a cloud here. I think that one might be next because that's called Ascension. Jesus ascends into heaven. So you go over there, don't do anything quite as exciting as what Tony just did. And then George has got one here. Hold it right up so everybody can see, including those people over there. And that looks to me like the day of Pentecost. Everyone's there with fire on there. And that's coming up next month. That's right. Thank you for the flashing reminder. Okay, there you go.
Thank you, Janet. Thank you, everybody. You can pick those as little souvenirs.
Okay. You can
hear
the picture.
I didn't tell Janet that the pictures would be coming up on the screen while she was working with you.
Oh, that's good. Thank you. Did everyone, is that how everybody knew? No, they knew anyway. I'm impressed.
However, Andrew, would you like to go back to the start of that? And we'll just do a little recap, so that everybody now can see the larger print pictures. Of course, we started with the picture for Palm Sunday. And then we had the Maundy Thursday, the Last Supper. And then I actually had slipped that slide in, but I don't know what happened to the picture for the Good Friday. And then Easter. And then Jesus appearing to his disciples on the road to Emmaus. Him cooking breakfast for them on the beach. We're reminded in the Acts of the Apostles that he appeared to over 500 people, and that was the best crowd picture that I could possibly find. He also appeared to Thomas. And that he then, after about a month, about 40 days after Easter, he ascended into heaven. And then 50 days after Easter, we had the day of Pentecost. And as the slide tells us, we're not going to go that way because that's for next month. Next month's family service is going to be about Pentecost. So all of that after that great activity. Our next is a video to remind us that God is everywhere.
Stories of the Bible. God is with us. This is Jesus.
Heyo!
Jesus is the Savior of the world and the Son of God. While Jesus was on earth, he taught everyone about God's love. He healed many people from their sickness, performed many miracles, like calming storms, and even raised people from the dead.
Wahoo!
But some people did not like what Jesus was doing, and they put him to death. He died on a cross and was buried in a tomb. For 3 days, Jesus' body laid in that tomb, and it seemed that there was no hope. But very early on Sunday morning, the woman who cared for Jesus went to go visit his body, found that his tomb was empty and that he was no longer there. For he was risen. He was alive.
Woo-hoo! Huh? Hey-o!
And then for the next 40 days, Jesus appeared to his disciples and many others and showed them that he was alive and well. He taught them that what he did was the only way that they could be forgiven and be with God forever. Jesus told his disciples that he did all the things that God had told everyone that he would do, and the disciples understood what he was saying.
Yep, that makes sense.
He told them that he would send the Holy Spirit, just as God had promised to be their helper.
Sounds good.
After Jesus had spent 40 days with the disciples and appeared to many people,
hey, that's it.
He led the disciples to a place called Bethany. Jesus blessed the disciples and told them to go out and tell the whole world about him and the good news of forgiveness and make disciples of them. Then he said, "Be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Then Jesus was taken into heaven to sit at the right hand of God. Not long after that, the Holy Spirit did come to the disciples to be their helper. The disciples knew that God would truly be with them always. And the Holy Spirit is still with us today, for Jesus promised that he would be with us to the end of the age, and he is.
Did you enjoy that video clip?
Yes.
That video clip, we've sourced a whole series of clips from that particular group, Saddleback Kids. If you go onto Google, you can find their video clips, and we have actually been able to appropriately and correctly download a whole series of them, and we will continue to use them because of the clarity and the simplicity of that story. It just hits the right. It's even when you get the disciples saying, "Yeah, I understand that." Jesus walking in, I know. We didn't always expect Jesus to just simply walk in and say, "Hello." There's that beauty about it. Let's sing another song. Let's rejoice in the Easter story by the fact that we have a great big God.
Skyscraper.
us. And part of God's plan for us is that he's given us a handbook. He's given us a way of understanding. And I just wanted to read a little passage out of the Gospel of John. It's the references on the screen. It's from the Gospel of John, chapter 20. Just a short passage, beginning at verse 24. And it talks about one of the incidents that was featured in those photos that we had, the pictures that we had before, where Thomas, one of the disciples, is invited to actually touch Jesus because, well, Thomas had missed out on something the first time. The first time that Jesus came, Thomas wasn't there. And the passage goes like this from John chapter 20, verse 24. Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." And he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Just leave the passage there, because at times we have to see things to believe them. And I guess people will say to you that after you've said something to them, "Oh yeah, I can see what you mean." But you can't actually see a thought, can you? If you're thinking something up here, you can't actually see it. You can think it. It can be up in here. But that's it. So in a way, to say I can see what you mean now, really is a figure of speech. It's something we say when we understand something. Now, I could tell you that I was a really good fisherman, that I'd caught a great big fish. Would you believe me? Yes. Who said no? Well, Ezekiel, just for you, have a look at this next photo. Yes, I did catch that fish. Yes, I am standing on the pontoon up at Maroochydore, just outside our unit complex. And yes, it is in a net because I wasn't prepared to hold on to it or try. It was so heavy. Trust me. Believe me. And it did feed quite a few people. It didn't go back. Someone actually asked me, one of the fishermen at the early service said, "What do you use for bait?" He tried as much as he could to get me to talk about fishing and not about the sermon. But the point is that many of us are just like Thomas. If we don't see something for ourselves, if we don't witness something for ourselves, we just don't get it. We don't understand it. We just don't see it until someone can convince us of that. Now, Ezekiel, are you convinced that... Thank you. We're best buddies again now. This is a fact of life. If I was to say that Christ was with us right now, that Jesus was in our midst, would you believe that?
Yes.
You believe that because you experience that. You understand that. We say that Jesus is with us. But Jesus is more than just with us. Jesus is in us. But if a doctor was to cut us up into all little bits and have a look at each bit, he wouldn't find a Jesus bit. Because that's what we call faith. We believe that Jesus is part of us. And we believe that we should act like Jesus would want us to act. We believe that we should love God, we believe that we should love one another, because that's what Jesus told us to do. Okay, we're going to move on to the next little bit, which is a little experiment. I'll need someone to give me a hand distributing some pieces of paper. Thank you, Harriet. Would you like to hand out some pieces of paper to people too? When you get a piece of paper, I'd like you to roll it into a little tube. Now, the instructions of this say that you should roll it into a tube that's about 11 inches long, which is very convenient for an A4 piece of paper, and that you should make it about the size of just over a centimetre. Now, I've had the good fortune and the foresight to put some sticky tape on mine so that I could wave it around. But you'll have to see if you can roll it lengthwise so it's longer. Lengthwise and about, for the adults, about the size of your index finger. About that sort of size. How are we going? Have we got enough pieces of paper? Now, this may or may not work. I can get it to work part of the way. And I'll explain what I mean. What we do with the tube is this. If you hold it in your right hand, you know which one is your right hand? You put your two hands up together with your thumbs extended and your right thumb points to your left hand and your left thumb points to your right hand. So take your right hand. there's a skill teacher. The left hand makes the nail. Yeah. Now, you hold the tube up to your right eye. You keep both eyes open. Yeah, you look almost as funny as I do. Now, with your left hand, bring it over to about halfway up the tube. Keep both eyes open and look what happens to your left hand. Does something different happen to your left hand when you do that? I'm looking at the back of the church at the present time. Put your left hand about halfway down the tube and then look through your right eye and you should get the impression that there is a hole in your hand. You do. Believe me. Now look at your left hand and you'll find that it's okay. Do it again and you'll find that you get a... Does it work the other way around? Try it. It sort of works. Well, I'm sure if Christine was here, she would make sure that everybody was able to see that. But you've now got a little piece of paper that you can play with for the rest of the service. So if the service gets boring, you can go back and we'll hear people saying, oh, yeah, it works. We're going to move on and we have another one of our songs, another one of the kids' songs that we have been singing in recent times. 10-9-8, God is great. Thank you.
seven. 6543.
6543.
210.
210.
Last call.
It's a true and false quiz. Now, Andrew, I'm going to run this so that you can join in, and you're not allowed to look at the answers.
Oh, but they're here.
move away. I've already warned Tim, he's not allowed to check the answers on his running sheet. And I've got my eye on the other running sheets here. Now, the way we'll do it is this. There is a question or a statement that requires a true or false. Everybody's in to begin with, and I'll ask everybody to stand. It's going to be an up and down, this one. This is a little bit of liturgical gymnastics and a little bit of activity to get the blood flowing. If you believe that the statement is true, you put your hand up. Now, there's no statement up there at the present time, so I can afford to put my hand up. And then we will reveal the answer. And if it was true, the people with their hands up remain standing. And the people who didn't put their hands up, guess what? Sit down. And we'll continue through. There's about 20 questions, so we'd better get on with it. The first one is this. Look. A group of owls is called a parliament. If you're not sure, have a look around and see if you can work on the Grains Trust. What do you reckon?
What do those people have?
Well, then, that's a pretty good guess, Paul, you can put your hand up to. The answer is... true. Yep. Oh, it's not showing up very well, but it is true. Okay, so those who had their hands up can remain standing. Next. Oh, again, Andrew, I'll have to get you. It's not connecting through. Oh. We'll trust you, Andrew.
Yeah, always.
The leaves of the potato plant are poisonous. If you're not sure, have a look around and go with the majority as usually. Trust the Brains Trust. And the answer is true. So if your hand was up, you can stay standing. Next one. In space you cannot cry. In space you cannot cry. Now that's got you thinking. In space you cannot cry. So if you think that is a true statement, your hand goes up. If you think it's false, you keep your hand down. In space. In space. You cannot cry. And the answer is true. Let me explain that one. Crying relies upon gravity.
Yeah, because gravity. You want to hold it on and you
don't have to. School of tomorrow.
Crying relies upon gravity, and tears to fall from the eyes relies upon gravity. Next statement. Women can read smaller print than men. If you think that's correct, Janet, you're already out. Women can read smaller print than men is false.
Oh, Cam, I don't believe you did that.
That's. Dare I say that's probably why there's more male solicitors and lawyers. Okay, next one. Women can hear better than men. Now we're down to about six or seven people. Women can hear better than men. Andrew's yes. Esther's yes. Indy's yes. Others are no. The answer is true. Women indeed can hear better than men.
Because they talk loud. Well,
that's probably why most men get into trouble. Okay. The next statement. A duck's quack does not have an echo. A duck's quack does not have an echo. The answer is true, so you're all still in. A pregnant goldfish is called a twit. I couldn't believe it when Christine included this one in the list. A pregnant goldfish is called a twit. Yes, yes, yes. Answer is yes. True. Thomas Edison, the inventor of the light bulb, was afraid of the dark. True, true. The answer is down to two. The words poor and poverty appear 400 times in the Bible. Over 400 times in the Bible. It is saying true. Andrew saying. Time's out. True. Indy? Have a look through. Because there's a couple more here. We'll just finish up. Jesus stayed with his disciples for 40 days after his resurrection. True. Jesus is in heaven with God. True. But that also, remember, through his Holy Spirit, he is with us. Jesus told the disciples to wait and receive the power of the Holy Spirit. True. Jesus disappeared into a cloud. True. Jesus said he would come back tomorrow. False. Now, here's one. We'll have a second round for the younger down to 14s. Would you guys like to come out? Here's a question for you. And if you're not sure of the answer, you can phone a friend. You can look at someone from your family and they will tell you which way to vote. No, you're not allowed to look it up online, Ezekiel. Jesus promised to be with you and me always. Is that true? Hand up if it's true. And the answer is true. Right? Jesus used Coca-Cola and biscuits for communion. No, that's false. And Jesus is with us now at this very minute. True. Yes. We should love. We should show Jesus love to others. True. Jesus rose on Maundy Thursday. That was back when he had the Last Supper with his friends. So did he come up out of the grave that day?
Must have not.
Do you want a photo? He wasn't even in the grave. How could he rise? Okay, so that one's got to be false, hasn't it? Yes, it is. Jesus will bring Easter eggs when he returns.
Seriously?
Which? No, seriously. Exactly. Okay, guys, after Indy's had a pick out of the. I was hoping to distract you because I'd read the script beforehand, and when I made up the slide, I put the wrong answer in.
So, if you'd like to take
out a little gift out of me. Yes, he might come on Easter morning. Okay. And now, Andrew, I do think it's over to you for a time of prayer. Christy, thank you.
Before we pray, I just want to read this scripture. It says, "Praise the Lord, O my soul. All my innermost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed." And I just want to have this time of prayer, but I want to do something different. And that's just about that. God wanted us to shout out praise. There's so much negative. The media is full of negative. We see negative. But God says we are overcomers. He says that he came to crush the oppression. It says here that he has, healed all our diseases and sickness, that he satisfies our desires. Let's give praise for the things that he blesses us with this morning. So, as God leads you, call them out. And Lord, as we just pause and just thank you for all of your great and goodness things that you give to us. Jesus, we just want to lift up your holy name this morning. God, I want to thank you for the freedom we have to declare you. Lord, thank you for clean water to drink. Lord, thank you for our health. Thank you for houses to live in and clothes to wear. Unlimited choice. And God, as we just continue to learn about who you are and what you have done for us, God, I pray that it will impact our life this morning, that we can pass it on to others. And so, Jesus, as you have taught us to pray that we would share together. Our Father,
Lord, be your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Amen. In our services, we prepare for communion, and we have an opportunity of saying thanks to God in a particular way. We come to the offertory song, and we're mindful that God is everywhere. This is another one of our Colin Buchanan songs, if I remember rightly. And so let's join. join together and sing this one as we prepare.
If Riley was a spaceman blasted off to Mars, flew a super spaceship through the faraway stars, God will be there, God will be there, God is everywhere. Guitar! You can hang a left to Jupiter, fly to Saturn too, right across the galaxy, one thing will be true, God will be there, God will be there, God is everywhere. Guitar! Space girl blasted off to Mars, flew a super spaceship through the faraway stars. God will be there, God will be there, God is everywhere. Guitar. He sees you and he knows you, you cannot run away. Every second, every minute, every hour, every day, God will be there, God will be there, God is everywhere. Guitar.
Blessed to you, Lord God of all creation, through your goodness we have our gifts to share. Accept and use our offerings for your glory and the service of your kingdom. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Gracious God, we thank you for these gifts of bread and wine. And pray that we who receive them in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, according to our Saviour's word, in remembrance of his suffering and death, may share his body and blood. On the night before he died, Jesus took bread, and when he had given you thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup, and again giving you thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink in remembrance of me." May we who share these gifts be renewed by your Holy Spirit and united in the body of your Son. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. We who are many are one body,
for we all share one bread.
Draw near with faith the feed on Christ in your hearts with thanksgiving.
Amen.
Thank you. ancestors ate manna in the desert, but this is the bread come down from heaven.
Eat this bread, drink this cup, come to me and never be hungry. Eat this bread, drink this cup, trust in me and you will not perish.
Eat my flesh and drink my blood, and I will raise you up on the last day.
Eat this bread, drink this cup, come to me and never be hungry. Eat this bread, drink this cup, trust in me and you will.
Gracious and loving God, thank you for assuring us of your goodness and love, and that we are living members of Christ's body.
We are members of His church, and power of your Spirit, to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen.
Ezekiel, would you like to finish off? I'll let you, as you're coming out, I'll let you decide as to how you would like people to say the grace. What do you reckon? Here's your chance to boss them round. You can tell them to make a circle or to stand or stand on their head. Stand where they are. On their head or just stand where you are. And let's say the grace together. The grace
of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hold on to it, because you'll be able to tell everybody at the end of the service the last little bit that comes up, okay? My God is so big.
My God is so big, so strong and so mighty. There's nothing that my God can't do. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty. There's nothing that my God can't do. He made mountains so tall, rivers so wide, and even the stars far away. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty. There's nothing that my God can't do. My God is so big, so strong. tall, river so wide, and even the stars far away. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing that my God can't do for you. How big? So big. How strong? So strong. How mighty? Oh. So big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God can't do. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God can't do. He made mountains so tall, rivers so wide, and even the stars far away. Hey, my God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing that my God can't do. He made mountains so tall, so wide, and even the stars far away. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God can do for you.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ. Amen.